Hi, my name is Slinky. Thank you for listening to My Mom. I never listen.
One of our favorite Special Olympic athletes joins us once again for 24 hours, nothing but net, our buddy Jim Chalmers. Jim, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Jim, you have such an incredible story. I really am so grateful that you want to share it with us again. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I've been in Special Olympics as a coach for 37 years. I've been in Special Olympics pretty much all my life. And I want to spend more time getting out the word to families and the mothers, because a lot of times they're at home and the fathers working or vice versa. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they say, what can we do for our son or daughter? What kind of help? And they may hear about Special Olympics or like, I don't know much about it. And that's where we come in and say, here's what Special Olympics can do for you. There's no age limit. There's no age starter. There's a bunch of activities. If someone gets bored with activities or sports, they've athlete leadership programs where you can go out and be a volunteer, a coach, or a speaker, or be involved with a law enforcement torch run, raise funds. And I was talking to two moms last night about the idea of how can Red Wing be more stronger and get the word out, mm-hmm, about Special Olympics, and talking with ideas. And earlier, a few months ago, I was going to run another marathon, but then that one gave me the opportunity to get the word out.
How many marathons have you run already for Special Olympics?
That's probably the most frequent question I get. '04, '08, '09, 2010, I was involved with the law enforcement torch run final leg. We started at Ames, Iowa, and ended up in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Wow.
And there's like 9 athletes, 9 different groups. And at the end of that week, one of my good buddies, John, said, we ran over the equivalent over 2 marathons.
Wow. So that counts as 2 in my book. I got you at 6.
Yeah. And then 2012 and 2014. And I did a personal one for my dad in 2020, because he died, not of COVID, but it is such an inspirational story there. And I mean, there's plenty of things to do in Special Olympics, mm-hmm, that no other organization can do, because you got Red Cross, you got Knights of Columbus, and those organizations, all respect for them, but Special Olympics is year-round fun and stronger and better. And I believe wholeheartedly Special Olympics is a solid foundation for any business, any community, any family to get involved in.
Jim, you said 37 years that you've been working with Special Olympics. How old are you now?
53.
Okay, so when you were a little boy and you were going through elementary school and middle school, was Special Olympics available to you?
Well, yes.
Did you play?
I played a little in grade school and middle school because I was on floor hockey team, and I got help to read and write with one of my special ed teachers. And in high school, I did not know or didn't have the knowledge about Special Olympics through high school. If I did, I would have been in it.
What's your favorite sport?
Well, to coach or to partake?
Well, both. Okay. What's your favorite to play and what's your favorite to coach?
Well, track is for running, but I think bowling is, it depends on the season, but I think bowling is my top for coaching.
Okay. So how many athletes are you coaching right now?
Well, we're in a swimming season, mm-hmm. and we just got a new schedule. And I'd say maybe total we have about 20, 22, something like that.
Okay. Do you work in Special Olympics every day? Do you have practice and training every day?
No. We just got the new schedule. So it used to be every Monday night for swimming. And we were going to have track and field, but we didn't have enough coaches and volunteers to do that.
So one of the things that I always talk about with Special Olympics is not just raising the money, but getting involved. You just said there's not enough volunteers for the athletes to be able to compete. We need help with some volunteers, don't we?
Yeah. And we're doing Special Olympics. We used to have down the skiing, cross-country skiing, figure skating, along with bowling and swimming and track. But over the years, we've lost that connection to the high school.
We got to get that back, because we should tell all of our listeners that you live in Minnesota. So that's why snow skiing is one of the Olympic sports. We live in South Carolina. We don't have that sport in South Carolina.
Yeah. I got a brother in South Carolina.
You do? Where?
In Greenville, they live.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're in Charleston on the other side of the state.
Wow.
So, what's your favorite thing? What's your favorite things to do when you're not working? Because I know you have a job.
Trying to get out and exercise more. And I really need to get out and jog more because I'm gearing up for the torch run from Rochester to Hastings in June.
How far is that?
I'm not sure.
From Rochester, Minnesota to Hastings, Minnesota?
Yep. And I'm just going back to my torch run final leg memory. And it could be like we start off in one place and we talk, then we get, I think we get into a van or something, and we go to another spot, and we do a cadence, like jog, like 2 or 3 miles, and we speak, have a little get together, then we repeat the process.
Jim, what do you like about the torch run?
When I was doing it in 2010, it's a new experience for me, and back then I was in 2008 I joined it. And we ran the Twin Cities Marathon, but it's nice and easy. It's fun. It's so powerful because I should say this more often, but when Eunice Kennedy Shriver died, I felt that her spirit, her fire, her passion, her life went into the torch that we now carry.
That's amazing. What a great symbol.
Because she was out there leading the charge for us.
Eunice Kennedy Shriver is one of my role models.
Yeah. And now we are leading the charge for her.
That is so well said. I never thought of it like that. But when the Mount Pleasant police run the torch into my yard and we light the cauldron for 24 hours, I will be thinking about that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Because over the years, you hear interviews, you hear her speak, and you can see so much passion with her and that passion about her sister really helped her come stronger, and it makes us stronger every day.
That is such a good thought. It's a really good attitude in thinking about the torch like that. I love that idea.
In Special Olympics, people say, oh, it's not for me, it's not for my brother, my sister, my mom and dad, or anything like that. Or, what do I get out of it? Well, you get out of it so much more than you will ever get out of anything in life, because it fills you up with so much strength and energy and love, that it is a year-round lifestyle.
I love the way you're thinking about that. That makes me really happy, because that's a really good thought. When I start to get tired and I'm in the driveway and I'm thinking how hard I've trained and how much more I've got to go, I'm going to be thinking about what you said, Jim. I'm going to be thinking about looking at that torch that's lit in my driveway, the cauldron, and thinking about Eunice Kennedy Shriver's spirit. I think that's a great idea.
Because I've told my athletes, especially in football, that fire inside of us that grows and grows and grows, that is how Eunice was and still is.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever meet her?
No.
Me neither. No. Have you met her brother? Her son, Tim?
Yeah, one time I did.
I haven't met him, but I've talked to him before. He's a really nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good leader.
Yep.
Well, Jim, we are so grateful that once again you joined us to talk about Special Olympics. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It means a lot to me that you want to be back on with us because you are helping lots of families and lots of Special Olympic athletes understand why it's important to have this opportunity to play.
Yep. And it's, thank you. And it's not just play, it's about life.
What do you mean by that?
It's, well, Special Olympics is not just about sports, it's about life. Life journey, about education, motivation, inspiration.
I don't think anybody could say it any better than you. That is a wonderful way to look at it. Thank you, Jim, for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much.